Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 240 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for June 26, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven-Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So we've been talking about for the past couple of episodes about what the pillars should be of your personal brand. And now we're going to get into sort of the nuts and bolts on how you develop that personal brand. And today we're going to talk about content. We're going to go through this a little bit fast because we're going to slow down as we get to each of the platforms and talk. But really, what Gary Vaynerchuk says in his book, Crushing It, is that you really need two things. You need to use your personal brand to do something with it, because, you know, really there's no point to having a personal brand if you're not going to try to monetize it in some format, right? I mean, sure, you can decide to become a YouTube star and have a lot of people watch you just for the fame, but really you want to either make a business out of your personal brand itself by becoming an influencer. Or you're going to try to do something else. So if you're a lawyer, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, so maybe you want to promote your legal services, or you have some other product that you want to promote and sell with your personal brand, right? I'm not saying that you directly want to sell that product or service. You know, we talked about, you know, for a long time how, like Gary Vaynerchuk, for example, you know, he never comes out and says, yeah, I have this digital marketing agency, come and, you know, buy my services. No, he gives content along the way, but you know who he is. You know that he is an ad agency owner. You know that he owns a wine company. You know that his father owns a wine store. And so as a result of getting content for him, you're going to look to those other things. So if you're listening to this and you're a lawyer, you have either your product or service ready to go. Right now, let's assume that it's a service, right? The other part is you have to have content. This is what you're going to show on social media or on your blog or in your newsletter or however you're going to develop your personal brand. This is what your audience is going to look at. So there's a couple of principles that Gary Vaynerchuk teaches that's sort of universal for no matter what personal brand you are looking to build, and no matter what your product or service is that you're going to try to monetize as a result of your personal brand. Number one, make content for each platform. And what I don't mean by this is that you don't want to put exactly the same content on each channel of distribution. So, you know, just take, you know, my example of this, right? I have a lot of things that I do in my law practice and a lot of platforms that I have. So as an environmental lawyer, I have this thing called the Illinois Environmental Law Blog. Well, I can tell you that, you know, that audience is a very niche audience. Typically, it's people who live in Illinois and are engaged in environmental issues, either on the environmental side or on the industry side, and they want to keep up with environmental laws to make sure they stay in compliance. Typically, you know, people in the general public don't necessarily want to hear about that unless it's about something with that concerns the public. So, you know, some sort of, you know, spill or some sort of pollution. Something happened in Chicago recently where a power plant was being demolished, and as a result, this like plume of, you know, smoke and, you know, just filth, you know, it was like a cloud of dust that essentially went over the little village neighborhood, right? And so that was something that was of sort of like a general news that I put in on my Facebook for the Illinois Environmental Law Blog. But I didn't put that on, you know, some of the other channels, and I didn't have anything about it on YouTube, for example. I didn't really talk about it on this podcast. So because your audiences are different on each of your platforms, then you're not going to want to put the exact same thing on. Now, for something that is sort of would be generally applicable to all, you still are going to want to reframe that content. So For my show, the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club, I often do promotions in terms of, things like graphics. But I have this program called Canva, which I'm able to put together really easily some, I think, pretty good graphics. They're probably not professional grade, but they're probably pretty close. But you got to be careful because the sizes of a Twitter post graphic is different than the size of a Facebook post graphic. So there's a tool in Canva, at least on the professional us or the upgraded version of Canva. There's something called resize. So you actually, it's very simple. You can just resize your picture or your graphic for different social media components. So in other words, you want to be careful, not only because you want it to look good on each platform, but also because the platform is different. So like, your audience is different on each platform, right? So your audience on TikTok is going to be much different than your audience on LinkedIn, and therefore you're not going to want to put the same content on TikTok as you do on LinkedIn. Maybe that's an obvious point, but it's just something to consider as we go forward. Number two is the best way to do that is by having a pillar piece of content that can be distributed in different ways. So for what Gary Vaynerchuk did for a very long time is he had several different programs, but the one that I always sticks out in my mind is the Daily V. So this was something where he actually had a cameraman film basically his entire day. So when he woke up in the morning, and got out of his house to when he went to bed at night, he basically had a guy. His name is his I guess nickname was D Rock, David Rock. This guy filmed him all day long, and so that enabled, well, number one, it made for a very nice. So they cut that down and made it into a long form YouTube video, right? Then they turned some of that into audio for a podcast. Then they chopped up the best moments and put that on, various other channels. So, some of it went on Facebook, some of it went on YouTube. YouTube. Some of it went on Instagram. Someone went on Instagram stories, Facebook stories, Twitter, Snapchat at that time. So, and then some of it went into a spoken word. So if he had a great interview or a conversation with somebody, then he could take that. And he could develop blog posts. He could make a text graphic that would go on a Facebook post. So all of these things come up because number one, he had this very long form video that he was creating, this asset that he was creating, and they had a team that could chop it up and put it into these different social media bites. So that is one way to do it. And then the other thing that I would tell you is, and we talked about this earlier, so I'm not going to go into it tremendously, but to document, don't create. And that's exactly what he was doing with the Daily V. So he was basically just documenting his life. This is what happened. I got up at this time in the morning. I went to play basketball. Then I had a breakfast meeting in the morning, and then I had a business meetings, and then I had lunch in my office with my personal trainer because I'm working on my weight, and this guy has a great macro diet for me to eat, and so it's all of these things that happen that he filmed. Now, no, I'm not suggesting that you do that, but I just think about the concept, right? You're not gonna. I mean, maybe you. If you, maybe if you have a very interesting life, you might do that. One of the things that you want to consider is, what is going on in your life that people would find interesting. Some of it would be personal, some of it would be business, but maybe you just need to add more things to your calendar, right? If you have a lot of blanks, I mean, Grant Cardone talks about this all the time. If you have a lot of blank spaces in your calendar, that is death because that means you don't have enough, people coming into your office, you don't have enough phones that are ringing, you don't want to have enough Places that you have to be. Now, sure, you have to put in time in your calendar for billable hours, and that's going to be part of it. But the other part of it is going to be, find something interesting to do with your life so you can document it, so you can have a really great personal brand for you to work on, right? Or to show to the public. And so, yeah, I mean, and you have that is going sort of a corollary to you have to have great content. And the only way to do that is by having a, living an interesting life, working on interesting things, talking to interesting people, and documenting it. And so, yeah, of course, in the beginning, it's going to be terrible. I mean, I don't even want to go back and listen to episode one of this podcast, or watch my first, Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence book club, or look at my first, Instagram video. I don't even want to go back and look at that, right? But you have to start somewhere, and you get good at it by practicing. You get good at it by sort of documenting what's going on. I mean, I can tell you, I'm learning so much just by doing this podcast. Yes, I'm learning a lot about, marketing, sales, and leadership. I'm also learning a lot about how to connect to an audience. I'm learning a lot about how to communicate ideas, to speak off the cuff, right? And so you're going to learn a lot as you go forward and as you practice doing this. So some word of advice here is you have to start from somewhere. So, look at your calendar. What are you doing that day? What can you show the public? Yeah, a lot of it is going to be privileged, so you don't, of course, reveal any privileges. Don't reveal, your trial strategy. But if there's something interesting that comes up, talk about it. So the other thing that I would say is, he talks about in this chapter, a guy by the name of Rich Roll. He founded Rich Roll Enterprises, and it really connected with me because he's a lawyer, or he was a lawyer, right? So he essentially, went to, Stanford. For undergrad, he went to Cornell for law school. He was, it doesn't say here, but I assume at a big firm or at a prestigious firm. And so while he was doing well, he had this really bad drug and alcohol problem. He was overweight. He had a lot of personal problems in his life as a result of the stress. And so he decided to do something about it, right? He decided to adopt a vegetarian diet. He started running. And so, yeah, I mean, he continued practicing for a while, but ultimately got into this like ultra marathoning, Ultraman championships, and he made a personal brand about it. And how did he do that? He did it by showing what he was doing, how he was on a daily basis, doing all of these great endurance events on a plant-based diet. And so he was doing YouTube, he was doing Facebook. And it turned into something that he could monetize. So again, think about, what are you passionate about? And yeah, you may want to develop a personal brand based on the law, but you might not. You might have another passion that you'll be able to monetize your law practice and perhaps your personal brand by showing another side of your life that you may not necessarily, it may have nothing to do with the law, or you may want to do a hybrid. But to document, what you're doing in your life so other people can learn from it, is definitely a way to develop your personal brand. Okay, so I threw a lot at you. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to go through this, slowly as we go along. And, sort of like we're about halfway through this book. And we've talked about a lot of ideas. We talked did have talked about, some tactics. But I really would love to hear from you for your daily action item. What are the things that you think you can document for your content? What are the things that you're passionate about? What are the things that you want to show people? Is it, that you get up early and you have a great morning routine? Is it that you are vegan and you have a plant-based diet, or you do keto, or you do any other like exercise programs? Do you do something interesting for business development? Do you do something interesting as your job as a lawyer? Do you play piano? Do you, I mean, like, what are the things that you do? How do you put your life together? Maybe of interest and something that you could use for your personal brand. So I want to hear about what you're doing or what you think you want to do for your content. If you have questions, reach out to me. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can ask me a question. I've seen a lot with Gary. And again, I don't pretend to be an expert in personal brand. I'm still working on mine. And every day I learn something new. So if there's something particularly that I said today that you have a question about, or something that I've said before that you have a question about, leave me a message, a voicemail on that Anchor program. Of course, you can reach out to me on social media as well. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AttorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn. So if you have any comments about this episode, any questions about this podcast, any topics you want to hear about, please let me know. And of course, I would ask you, if you like this podcast, give it a rate and review on any of the platforms, because it really helps people to find this podcast. And I really would love your feedback. So I want to invite you also to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club, continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session is going to be Wednesday, July 1st, at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. We're going to be talking about technology overwhelm. So if you feel like you spend too much time on social media, or you spend too much time on technology, that's going to be a great session for you to participate in. So have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be. You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.